Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello!
Nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12,
13,
14,
15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Here it is, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. There's Scotty B and there's Scatty, there's Gandhi, and
hello,
there's Straight Nate and Danielle,
hello,
Froggy and Garrett and Brody right in front of Norwegian Bliss. What a ship. Hey, I thought I'd show up for today's 15-Minute Morning Show podcast after what you guys did yesterday without me.
It was a big fight yesterday.
What a debacle. You beat the hell out of each other yesterday. What is up with you people?
I do have a question. Is anybody actually upset? Because did anybody actually get butt hurt?
No.
Not even me.
Garrett hasn't answered. Garrett, were you butthurt yesterday?
It just felt like I was thrown under the bus a lot.
I tried to defend you, Garrett.
You did. Well, as did Gandhi, everybody else in the room, Elvis, excluding Elvis because he wasn't here. Yeah, no, I'm one to be thrown under a lot more than anybody
else.
Well,
that's what I heard. I heard from a lot of listeners they were texting in today saying they felt sorry for Garrett yesterday.
Aww.
No, that's not nice.
Since Elvis wasn't here, we ask him the snitchiest person on the show.
Oh, that's a great question.
Who do you consider the snitchiest person, Elvis?
Snitchy, meaning telling on them?
Yeah, like tattletale.
I would hope everyone's a tattletale, because I want to hear everything.
Well, no, that got me in trouble.
What do you mean, Frog?
Because Gandhi said everybody's a snitch, and I said I'm not a snitch because I'd like to think I'm really not. You can tell me stuff, but if it's bad or detrimental towards Elvis or the show, I will say something for sure. I'm the worst person to talk shit on Elvis on. However, well, anything else, like if you mess up something and you're like, hey, don't tell anybody, but I screwed this up, I'm not going to tell. I don't care.
I don't think everybody is snitchy. I said I didn't think Danielle was snitchy, not on purpose. I don't think Nate is that snitchy that I know of. Mm-hmm. But then Froggy was like, well, I'm not a snitch either. And then Nate said, I specifically remember you saying anything anyone says about Elvis at any time ever goes directly to Elvis.
But then
and
to
I like that.
Very, very good mode of operation.
I'll tell you why, but let me tell you why I do that. I'll tell you why. Because I don't want to be included in your Elvis shit talk. I'd rather not know. I'm one of those people that I don't want to know.
The last show I worked on, we talked about the host constantly behind his back.
I did too in the last show I worked on.
Talked so much shit. If I had a nickel for every time somebody actually talked shit about Elvis, I'd have 5 cents.
Yeah, you'd be poor.
Right.
Seriously.
Now, you're saying that because I'm here.
No. I'm not even saying that.
I learned this a long time ago. I used to work for a guy who was very, very, very controlling. Mm-hmm. And he actually dipped his head into the studio one day when we were talking shit about him. And then I went up to him later and I said, hey, you know, I know that you heard us talking about you. I just wanted to come up and see how you felt about what you heard. Because you know me, I'm not scared of shit like that. He says, look, you know what? When you're the manager, when you're the boss, you know people are going to need to blow steam off about you. Mm-hmm. And so let them do it.
Yeah.
It's healthy. So if you guys want to talk about shitty stuff about me, what am I going to do?
No, but that I think that's what caused all the confusion is because it almost came off like all these people are talking shit about you to Froggy.
No.
When I genuinely don't think that's happening.
No,
and
it's
then
not.
Also comes off a little ass kissy from Froggy.
Well, that's fine.
You can
call it whatever you want. I'm just being real with you. I'm letting you know if you do need to blow off steam about Elvis, I'm not the person to blow it off to. Blow it off somebody else. I don't want to know.
Okay.
I don't like to be included.
That's not ass kissy.
I
that's,
don't want to be included in that stuff.
That's called loyalty.
Okay, but I also find it.
But not wanting to be included is different than I'm going to run and tell him immediately.
No, right. I don't want to be. I'm not one of those people that I want to know everything that everybody's doing. Because when you're one of the people that knows, then you're one of the people that gets accused when it gets out. So I would rather you just not tell me, because then that way you can't accuse. Well, I know
that
Froggy
is so
knows.
Great. That's what we call plausible deniability. Like if somebody starts saying something that would incriminate me or I'm an accessory after the fact, I'm like, no, don't say anything.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Nope. Yeah. Don't want to know.
Yeah, you're saying murderer words.
Shut up. I'm not a murderer.
You're an accomplice.
Okay. Sorry. We had to get that. All right. I feel like the air has been cleared. Everybody Wait, else?
Oh. And then as long as you feel that way.
Brody tried to throw me under the bus with some nonsense yesterday because he said, and I quote, I come in a couple days a week, and Froggy cackled at that because we know that's not true. Then Brody goes, Gandhi's never here. She's always in Detroit. No, it's not even true.
I never said never here. I said, you go
every
to Detroit.
Every 2 weeks, you said.
Yeah.
What?
You said that's, every 2 weeks.
That's what you said. Yeah, that is what
for
you said.
A while, it was every few. I exaggerated because comedy comes from exaggeration.
It wasn't comedy. It was an attempt to throw under the bus.
Well, that's
comedy?
What we were doing. We were throwing people under the bus.
I didn't throw you under the bus.
Yes, you did. You went, ha, 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 a couple of days.
I did laugh because it was a blatant
we all
lie.
We laughed.
Blatant lie.
Thank you, Scott.
The entire room did laugh at that one.
Yeah. Right, but I'll tell you what you also missed, Elvis. We were talking about how Brody answers people back on text. And I gave people a visual. If you ever text in the show and you get a text, it's Brody, and this is what he looks like.
Yeah, he's very busy. He's
you have to get the original I sent you, Froggy. You have to get where it clears the table and then goes crazy.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that.
100%.
How many 200%.
Yeah, that's scary. 200%.
425%.
Brody, do you ever answer text messages like you're not you?
Yes.
That's wrong.
Yeah, because Diamond has gotten in trouble a couple
me
of times.
Me too.
Because they think that it's her, and she's like, it's not me, it's Brody.
I've actually, you haven't said who it is, and I've clarified that it was you, Brody, because they're like, this is Nate, isn't it? And I'm like, no, it ain't.
Wait, don't, when most companies, employees respond to direct messages or texts for companies, don't you have to put your initials? Like, he should be putting DB. At the end of
okay,
every
hold
time.
On. The only time I don't say it's me is if it's a question, like if I answered, it would be awkward. Like, you know, like if it's a compliment or something, or they're asking a question I don't want to answer, I'll just say, I'll let him know. But if somebody says something like, if Nate writes them, I don't rat Nate out. They'll go, did you write this, Brody? I go, no, it wasn't me. But I don't say who it was. I don't rat people out. When someone on the show who's one of these nine people writes back like, go to hell, I don't tell them who it is.
But nobody does that.
Oh, no. Sometimes people get a little upset, a little salty, and it's not me. But I don't say who it is.
I don't think anyone on the show does that. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm just saying, if somebody did that, I would never say who it was. That's all.
Okay, let's move on.
Any other grievances?
Maybe we should just end it now.
Yeah.
No. No, this is exactly where I wanted it to go. I want to see what you people are like when you're throwing each other under the bus.
Right? It doesn't feel good.
I will say, like Gandhi mentioned it earlier when she was talking about her Ask Me Anything. Is that what we're calling it on Instagram? This, like, I've worked at some shows where, like, the host was miserable or there was somebody else that was miserable. I mean, you know, generally this is a pretty great place.
It's awesome. I mean? Even just the openness of like what we're doing right now, arguing with each other and airing it all out, that doesn't even happen at a lot of places.
No.
Somebody will just come in and be toxic, and it's just a permanently toxic environment.
So things
environment.
Are just constantly bottled up.
Bottled up, terrible. There's like one person who's a dragon and breathes fire on everyone else, or multiples, you know.
It's just, I think Gandhi, Nate, and I really understand it because we've worked on multiple other shows.
Right.
So we've seen it other ways. Than this.
I feel like that it's like that in a lot of workplaces other than just what we do in our industry. I feel like it's pretty much
this
everywhere.
This is definitely an anomaly. Like, I don't think any other, you go to an accounting office or an insurance company, I guarantee it's not as friendly an atmosphere as this. You know what I mean?
I agree. Wholeheartedly. Yeah.
Wholeheartedly.
Who farted? All right. Well, with that said, that was very kind of you're saying the three of you have worked for very, very, very toxic people.
I've worked on two other shows and they were both very different. Both had really good people and then both had an awful person. And that one awful person can ruin it for everybody and ruin the entire cohesiveness of the workplace. Yeah.
Like, I worked for one show and the other producers and I grew up in a great household. Both my parents were awesome. But through this one work relationship, I could see how living with an abusive father could be.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Because
it's
just that situation where you band together and you're like, oh, he's don't talk to him. Just hide. You know, I mean, it's that kind of scenario.
That's so sad.
You had to hide from someone you worked with?
Oh, well, you just had to there would be days where one of the people I worked with, he would come into the studio occasionally and I would just let him know. I'm like, hey, stay in your studio. Don't come out.
Yes.
Wow.
I worked with somebody who he would leave our studio and the entire sales floor, you would see them scatter like cockroaches.
Wow.
They didn't want to be around it. They didn't want to talk to him. It was
message I'm getting here is Danielle, Brody, Garrett, Scotty.
Thank you,
thankful.
Elvis.
Be thankful.
No, seriously.
Thank you,
guys,
Elvis.
You have no idea.
Don't blame me for these kind of kind vibe.
No, but the truth is we've been insulated from this and that type of environment our entire career. I don't know what it's like. This is my first job out of college. Danielle is as well, right?
Yeah.
Scotty, Garrett, our first real jobs out of college and we're still here. So I don't know what it's like outside of here.
This scares
me.
Just enjoy it. Yeah. Love that.
While you can.
Embrace it.
Yeah. I think while you still have a few good years left in you, Scary, you should go see what it's like on the other side. The grass greener.
Why would I do
experience
that?
The darkness.
You need to know it in life's experience.
Not only is the grass not greener, you're going to find there's no grass. Trust me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You don't know what you've got till you're gone.
So, right.
Thank you, Janet.
Yeah. Also, Cinderella.
Janet Jackson.
All right. Well, I'm glad that it seems like everyone's getting along. So, you know, I think maybe it was exaggerated that yesterday you guys were throwing sharp objects at each other. I guess that
was an exaggeration. I mean, there was definitely some throwing under buses, but
and only one sharp object was thrown.
Yeah, maybe one sharp.
Where did that terminology come from, by the way? Thrown under the bus? Someone did it actually happen one day?
Let's Google it.
Well, got to think. Some disgruntled coworker threw their other coworker under a bus.
A real bus.
They messed up running the board, so they shoved them in front of
The other lesson I learned here today is if you're going to shit talk Elvis, don't tell Froggy. Because it'll get back to Elvis.
It will.
Well, he told you that. He told,
I told you that yesterday. You're just realizing that now?
Scary's like, I had to say.
Well, I'm assuming people
that means that means you shit-talked Elvis to Froggy yesterday before you realized.
No, I never did.
Scary's going back in his head going, let me just think about this. What did I say?
And when here's what I learned today. I learned that Scary's camera angle is odd.
Oh, I'm not looking. I'm looking at Deanna. Is there another
one? Camera, the camera's looking at your chin.
It's directly under chin.
Which one? On the
you might
want to
tilt
right?
that shit down a little bit.
I kind of hope it is.
You get to see the angle of the Scary's food,
Deanna,
what it looks
like. Use Scary's from the webcam.
Oh, no, Deanna has confirmed that the one that we're watching here is not going
to
be.
Elvis, would you like Deanna to use this angle?
No!
Yes.
Elvis has spoken.
Okay, so the under a bus thing apparently comes from British politics, where they were talking about, where British politicians were talking about kill the leader, like let's play kill the leader, and who would go under the bus? Like, in essence, talking about pushing them under a bus or in front of a bus.
Would be a double decker.
They had the double deckers, right? That's some bus.
Yeah.
You know what I had to look up that people use all the time, and I didn't know what it was?
100%?
No. Oh. Get over that one. People use that all the time, Scotty. Yeah. There's an emoji that says 100.
200%?
It's 100.
No, everybody's saying jump the shark.
Oh,
oh, right. You never do that?
Happy Days.
Oh, Happy Days.
From Happy Days.
The Fonz
jumps the shark, and that's when the show went downhill.
I heard everyone saying it. I Googled it, and then I found out.
And did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh, my God. Watch it, because it really is
It's terrible.
The epitome.
So that's where it came from, Happy Days?
Yeah. Which is a great question. Where did we jump the shark? At what point did this show jump the shark?
We haven't done that yet.
No, let's hope that hasn't happened yet. What are you saying?
Well, maybe, you never know. You never know. You don't know immediately when it happens. What have we done that maybe should have been our shark jumping moment?
Ooh. I can think of a couple performances.
Yeah. You weren't here when one person performed for 14 minutes.
Don't say, don't upset him.
I didn't say the name.
He threw himself under the bus.
When Greg T. crapped on the floor.
That's the paramount.
I was going to say that threw us.
I had to clean that up.
Oh, my God.
No.
I think we're still going strong. This locomotive's got a lot of gas left.
I didn't. No. What I said was, okay, maybe I should say it like this. What did we do that probably should have been the shark jumping, but we're still here?
Yeah, that probably was it.
Well, Greg T on the run was jumping the shark.
Things that we did along the way that maybe we shouldn't have done them. Go.
I don't know if I've been here long enough. I feel like things really changed when I got here and people didn't do crazy, crazy things. No. But I'm sure you guys have some things. Like the shit on the floor, I wasn't here for that, but it sounded glorious.
I have a video if you like it.
It was not glorious if you were sitting close to it.
I have a video of it actually like happening.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen
it. I have no regrets. I think we've done everything great.
What do you think, Elvis? Do you think there was a moment that you're like, that was it?
I thought the crap on the floor was pretty close to one of the oddest moments on the show. And in
instead of jumping the shark, can we say shitting the floor?
Shitting the floor.
I said jumping the shark.
When did that show shit the floor? How are we doing on time, Frog?
We can end any time.
Okay, good.
No, wait, are we on time? Because that guy is going to be pissed at us.
Well, we were over Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and today we are right on time if we end with the last 10 seconds.
We have stuff we got to get done. So thank you for turning us on. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.